Track 33. Part 2.
Now, we've talked a bit about the generation of the tsunami. So we've started out with the earthquake. The earthquake has occurred. The earthquake generates energy. This energy is transmitted to the bottom of the ocean floor. This is then transmitted to the whole water column. Now imagine with the water column, how deep is the water column? So in the deep ocean, we're talking about water that might be 10, 15 kilometers deep. And this we're now going to look at. So we have this energy, it's been transmitted into this water column. And right now I'm showing you an overview of where we have the motion of the fault block and then the tsunami originated. And we're in the deep water right now. Later on, we'll talk about the shallow water and how this is transmitted to land. For this next part, we want to talk about what happens in the ocean itself, because we have the energy that has been transmitted and it's going from the bottom of the ocean to the top of the ocean, and the energy is going to stay in this water column, but the way it manifests itself is going to be waves at the top of the ocean. So now we have energy in the whole water column and it is being transmitted to the top of the ocean. So now we need to go back and think about what is the depth of the deep ocean. And I made a mistake before, which often happens when we're lecturing, and I told you that the ocean's depth was 20 to 30 kilometers. In fact, and I'm glad one of you noticed because I saw your hand up, the water depth is actually in the deep ocean 2 to 4 kilometers. Now, this is slightly confusing, but we have a mathematical theory called deep water theory. And deep water theory is quite complicated. It only applies if the water depth is greater than the wavelength divided by 2. So what did we say the wavelength divided by 2 was? We said it was 25 to 150 kilometers for a typical tsunami. But this isn't true for the deep ocean. The deep ocean, we have 2 to 4 kilometers. So that means we know that deep water theory is not going to apply in the deep ocean. Now, shallow water theory in mathematical theory is where the depth is less than the wavelength divided by 20. Now, let's take 25 to 150 kilometers. Let's divide that by 20, and we now have 10 kilometers to 20 kilometers, a little bit more. And so what we have here is that the waves in the deep water for a tsunami follow shallow water theory. Shallow water theory, on a mathematics perspective, and I'll show this in the next slide, is much easier in terms of the equation. So we're going to be using this. So the basic thing to take away from this is tsunamis follow shallow water theory in the deep ocean, as the depth, a couple kilometers, is much less than the wavelength, hundreds of kilometers. Now, this will be the only equation I'm going to show you in this lecture, and it's one I'd like you to remember for the exam. The celerity of the waves, and celerity is another word for the speed or the velocity of the waves themselves, is equal to gravity times the depth of the ocean, and then take that quantity and take the square root of it. So what is gravity? Gravity in general is about 10 meters per second squared. The depth we've been talking about. So let's take the depth at the deepest part of the ocean. And let's say that's about 4 kilometers or 4,000 meters. So if we have gravity 10 meters per second squared multiplied by depth of 4,000 meters, and then take the square root of that, that works out to a speed of 200 meters per second. Or if we could change this to kilometers per hour, about 700 kilometers per hour. Now, through this very simple equation, which has just two variables and is pretty easy to manipulate, we now have an idea of how fast the waves are moving. So we have the earthquake, we have the generation through the water column. This produces waves at the top of the water column, and these waves are tens of centimeters. And the speed of them in the deep ocean is around 700 kilometers per hour. So imagine the speed of a jet plane. So imagine that you're traveling from the United States to, say, Africa, and it's going very quickly. That's about the speed in the deep ocean that the tsunami will be traveling.